This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's The Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, in for DP and the guys. Now, we normally are on 3 hours earlier than this, every single Monday through Friday, on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. And, you know, normally during that time slot, we joke that there's not a lot of live sporting events going on. Sometimes not a lot of breaking news. But, you know, on this one, we've got the Masters that's happening. And then we also had the breaking news that came out a short time ago that O.J. Simpson died. So nothing like getting that thrown in your lap as you're doing a live radio show. But that is the report. That is the breaking news. O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. So, you know, do with that what you will. I'm sure many people have already. So there's that. And then there's also this as we venture away from the morbid conversation over to a little bit disappointing for many people out there at BBN, which is Big Blue Nation. Got to be careful when I give out that acronym. But the point is, Scott Drew, the longtime Baylor head coach, according to Jeff Goodman, is going to go ahead and pass on the opportunity to be the Kentucky head coach. So that would leave the other names that we've heard out there. And Brady Quinn, that means that there's still hope for the big-time hire at Kentucky that could change the game as far as rivalries go in the SEC. There's still hope if it's not Scott Drew.
Chip Gaines won.
Yep.
Chip Gaines, the big Baylor alum, obviously from Chip and Joanna, who basically own Waco. Awesome people. But they went out in the battle for Scott Drew. But I also wonder, too, I mean, if you're the coach, and typically how this works out, you wouldn't want it to get out that you had spoken to the team and you weren't their first choice and it didn't work out. Like, this is, you know, again, I'm not, I guess, questioning whether or not it's true, but if you're in Scott Drew's position, and let's say, for example, you would have some conversations. You heard that maybe they, you know, they want Dan Hurley, they want Billy Donovan. You're not the number one choice, but you've had enough conversations with them to have a sense for, hey, maybe we want to have one last ditch effort at getting Dan Hurley, which it sounds like from people that I've spoken to around the situation, there is a plane tracking towards the East Coast that is trying to make one last plea for Dan Hurley. So whether or not that came as a result of Scott Drew turning it down, or that became maybe the more the priority that they wanted to exhaust all efforts of getting Dan Hurley before going the direction of Scott Drew. If that was the case, you'd probably want to make sure you get your message out there first. Nope, it's not that they didn't offer me, it's that I turned it down. That's gonna be much better received by your fan base if that's the case. Because then you're going to be going into a situation where they're looking at you going, well, you were trying to leave for the Kentucky job. They just didn't want you. So I also think this is a portion of maybe them getting it out there first before really we hear the whole story. I would just caution people to be careful what's always out there first.
I mean, is that alluding to the OJ news that maybe that's not true? Or are you tying that together?
I was – No, I was specifically talking about the Baylor-Kentucky Scott Drew basketball scenario. All right.
Just make. I just wanted to.
That's zero to do with O.J. Simpson.
Okay, just was wondering. Now, I mean, you know, there's a guy at St. John's who you threw his name out there. So I feel like every time somebody turns this job down, whether or not they turned it down or they want to get it out to their fan base that they turned it down, that you know, there is the potential that Rick Pitino could be back. You know,
I mean, what does Rick Pitino have to do with O.J. Simpson?
Nothing. You know,
another.
Too soon. My bad.
I said it earlier in the week. It would be my dream to have Rick Pitino come back and be head coach for Kentucky. And the only reason I say that is because of the last time he was there. First off, he had success. Let's not forget he left to go to the NBA. I mean, I realized when he came back, he went to Louisville. That is one of the biggest rivalries in college basketball. You know, Kentucky, Louisville. So that upset clearly some fans there in Lexington. But I would love to see a world where he puts on that white suit that he wore for St. John's this year, and he walks right back into Rupp Arena as the savior. I would love to see that and him bring back Kentucky basketball to the glory that he once was able to demonstrate there in Lexington.
Didn't he have a white suit on in Louisville too?
Yeah. The white suits is kind of his
staple.
Yeah.
I thought they had like a specific night or day or something that they were doing there in St. John's this year.
Now, I would ask you this. Does it help that when he left Kentucky, he went to the NBA and then went to Louisville afterwards? You know, like Nick Saban was at LSU, left, went to the NFL, then came back to Alabama. Like, does that like lessen the sting a little bit for Kentucky fans that it wasn't a direct move?
You know, some of my friends who are alums that apparently I saw when he was last there, no would be the answer.
Okay.
He was not well received the last time he stepped foot in Rupp Arena. Yeah, there may have been some birds being flashed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, flying those birds.
Would Rick Pitino be well received if he came back? Do you think he would be given another opportunity?
Yes. I personally think based on what he's done
on the other side of that.
St. John's, I think given what he did in the past, I think people would be really. I mean, the only question you have is his age. He's 71 years old, I believe. But he might be the youngest acting 71-year-old I've ever been around. I mean, there's not many that have as much energy and juice like Rick Pitino.
Appropriate.
It's too soon. Is it too soon?
Hey, look, I've always said this about Rick Pitino. If the white suit fits, you must wear it.
Oh, all right.
I mean, if we're talking about college basketball and the great Rick Pitino, that I just think that that would be the appropriate landing spot for him to go ahead and tie everything together.
So you're saying he's got the juice and would go back to Kentucky and kill it? Is what you're saying? Kill it as a coach?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you.
Isn't that why you would want him to come back?
Not literally, though. I wouldn't say.
No.
Well, I mean, that's
the question
winning,
now
isn't?
Is does like who winning? Has the stranglehold on the Kentucky?
Oh man,
basketball coaching. I mean,
he runs pick and rolls and cut to the rim, or I don't know.
I do see a lot of back cuts. I do.
Do you see a lot of back cuts
in their offense? Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I've seen a lot of back cuts.
I mean, a lot of driving to the lane, and if you're going to drive on the road, use some Tire Rack tires, because we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, where TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I know that
much. Is there a lot of traffic when you're driving down the lane?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with you? What are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
You can't take anything seriously, man.
What do you mean?
There's some people that have been impacted by this breaking news, and you're over here joking around.
Yeah, his fantasy football league's got to find a new guy. I mean, of course.
What is Cameron and Mason Beathard going to do now with their show? I mean, that was one of their main guests. He was one of their analysts.
Can I ask you guys about motivation? Oh, by the way, to pay off the tease, Northwestern's going to be playing games, football games at their practice facility. They're going to add some seats and play there as opposed to going to Soldier Field because they're redoing Ryan Field.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so they're going to play at the practice stadium. So got to pay off that tease.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
How many seats?
I don't know. Brady, what are we looking at? 8 G's?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't seen an official number yet. We were talking in the break. I think when Hawaii decided to do this, they expanded it by like 5,500 seats to around 9,000.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, could you imagine being some of those players?
I would opt out of that game.
Well,
that ain't enough. I could walk in that stadium. This ain't enough for me. I'm big-time football.
That's the problem is the issue becomes – in a world where you have a transfer portal, these players might be like, dude, what is this? Like, this is what I'm playing in front of my senior year, my last year's of eligibility. You know, not that Ryan Field was that enticing to them initially. Anyone who's been to Ryan Field, incredibly old, you know, historic, though, and kind of neat. I mean, it's beautiful for what it is. And it's not like Northwestern football has really been packing it in. But that being said, it's still even a downgrade from there. So you're gonna struggle recruiting, and I know you have the pitch of what's to come in the future, but that doesn't help the here and now. I think the one saving grace for Northwestern is the majority of the student athletes who go there, in particular for football, I think are going there for the degree and the football. And so I'm not sure it's going to be that big of a difference. Hopefully they can create a structure where it you know, doesn't provide an intimidating atmosphere, but at least something that is a little more, you know, I don't know, cool or unique. But imagine Ohio State going there. Imagine Wisconsin going there. Some of these bigger fan bases and alumni groups. I mean, I don't care how many people in the stadium. It's going to be a majority Ohio State or Wisconsin fans. And maybe that's usually the case for Northwestern. But you knew this was coming if you were Northwestern. Why not broker like a deal with Soldier Field or in Chicago or something?
Why would you have the majority of the other team there? It's only 7,000 seats. Like, what? If you can't have a purple out with 7,000 seats, you shouldn't have a team in the Big Ten.
But
if they can't sell out and not have every seat. Hey, Mom, Dad, y'all can't come to this game. There's no tickets for you. It's forever. Heck, just the families alone take up that amount of people that's going to be in the stadium.
The one thing I think you're probably not factoring in for, too, is like those people who do have access to this tickets, a lot of them end up, you know, reselling them, well, especially when you get a lot of money for an Ohio State.
And if they resell a stadium seat of 7,000 to 8,000 or whatever it is that it's going to be, and you see other schools, people in there, get rid of them. They got to go. 7,000, 8,000 people. Y'all can't come support that team?
Yeah.
And it's major Big Ten? Nah.
Yeah, but those tickets are
going to go.
The tickets are going to be more expensive because there's less seats.
No
way.
So
they're going to make a pretty penny.
You think so?
Yeah.
No way. Why would you raise the prices? They're not a relevant team.
When the Chargers played at the soccer stadium, ticket prices for those games were much higher than a normal game because there was less seats.
That makes no sense.
There's less seats. There's less available options to get into the game.
That's kind of how it works with, you know, economics. So there could be an element of that, but I'm not sure many people are going to be excited to go.
I mean,
see it.
Listen, they should like send them to Soldier Field.
You're going to have a line outside trying to get into the Northwestern games.
You could sell out. Like, you could sell out.
Y'all going to have a DJ playing music.
Hey, would you say
it's
so?
I feel like it's a club, kind of.
You're going to create the Roxbury at.
Do you think part of the concern is that because the turf that you guys have talked about, it's a Soldier Field turf.
Ooh,
like, do you think the turf would get so banged up from one game and wouldn't be ready the day after?
That's not it. Honestly, I don't think that's it. I mean, you could probably work around that, too, if you wanted to. But I don't think that would be as big of an issue. Yeah. But it's sad only because you've had this amount of time to figure out a better solution. And this is what you've come up with. I mean, this is Northwestern. And again, I understand you want to put every resource possible into the new stadium. But, man, that is going to be a tough couple of years to go through. And this is also a team that, with everything that went on prior to this past season, and David Braun's done a hell of a job as their head coach. I mean, look, they won four of their last four games just to get to 8-5 last year. It was actually pretty remarkable to see the way they turned kind of things around and pushed off all the stuff that was happening off the field. When Pat Fitzgerald was there and, you know, what was alleged was going on, they find themselves now as a team that can kind of contend, be a factor, maybe a spoiler, if you will. But, man, this is tough. This is just tough to think of. And if I'm not mistaken, I think their home crowds tapped out somewhere around like 25,000. You know, Penn State, who went to town last year and drummed them. Remember that 41-13 game, LeVar? That was about 25,000. So that's about the max of what they were able to get. So maybe that's the other thought process behind this is if we can get this thing to 10 or 12,000 with temporary stands, it's not going to feel that different from what we've been dealing with anyway.
When you consider that and what Ohio State does for a spring game, it's like two different planets. Right. They're the same conference. It's like two different worlds.
And look, the reality is that brings to light in this world of conference realignment. You have some people who are like, well, why should have Northwestern have equal say to Ohio State or Penn State?
Yes. Or
like, what are they really bringing to the conference, bringing to the table? And, and I understand there's going to be people who are upset by that.
Off with their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, darn. Golly.
Damn.
I mean, I didn't mean that. I meant like in sense of, you know, they shouldn't be in the Big Ten Conference if they're not bringing any more value than that. That's what I meant. Well, I have to be politically correct right now.
Yeah, you do. By the way, for those of you, again, just tuning in, O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76 earlier after a battle with cancer. That is the report out there. So that has been the breaking news here in the world of sports over the past, we'll call it half hour or so, as we've talked about earlier here on Fox Sports Radio. We are brought to you by Mercedes, the brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available digital light technology. It's so smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Coming up next here, though, on the Dan Patrick Show with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, filling in for Dan and the guys, you are going to hear about somebody who thought it was all gone. We're talking about a Hall of Famer who thought it was all gone based on what happened last year. Leave it alone, LeVar. That is yours next here on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
It's the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. In for DP and the guys. Coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of You In or You Out. That is a special segment that we do here on the show that we host called Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Monday through Friday. And basically, our executive producer, Lee DeLapp, who dropped a little bit of not a bombshell on us, but dropped something on us earlier that apparently he goes shopping with Kato Kaelin, which all of a sudden is a name that is relevant again because if you're just tuning in, O.J. Simpson died earlier at the age of 76 from cancer. So that has been making the rounds via the media, social media, news, all over the television, wherever you look, wherever you hear. So we were on the air when that came out earlier. Apparently Lee DeLapp and Kato Kaelin, who was featured. And what was his role in that? Was he like the chef? Or was he like, Lee, you're friends with this guy. What did he do again for OJ back then?
He was
then?
The house guest that lived in the back house.
Yeah, so he lived in the back house. So
yeah, he was.
Yeah, so Lee DeLapp and Kato Kaelin apparently shop at Vons together and sort of head nod each other whenever they run into each other. But the point is, we're going to have a special segment called You In or You Out. And basically, Lee's going to drop some stuff on us. We don't know where this usually goes, but it's usually very frustrating because Lee finds out that it's a special day. It's somebody's day. It's like National Dog Food Day. It's like National Donut Day. It's national. Did you just nod your head? Is it really National Dog Food Day?
No, it's National Pet Your Dog Day.
Okay.
Which is, I wasn't going to share that one, but
we need a national day when we should be petting our dogs every day for you dog owners.
It's the only day you can do that, apparently, and be celebrated for it.
Stupid.
It's like National Breathing Day. It's the one day you're allowed to. But apparently, we will have more of that. Leave it alone.
Enjoy breathing today. is it too soon?
It probably is.
Is it too soon? I feel like everything we're going to say is going to have some type of connectivity or a way to relate it to what's going on. But
I mean,
I'm just going to not say anything. I just feel like this is a show for me to just let y'all go.
How do you? It is.
I do feel sharp today.
There's that extra 3 hours. Oh, I got you.
I got that extra sleep, and it's finally worn off. The LeVar Allens is finally worn off.
Bro, you've been elusive. You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I have.
Just bulletproof in some ways.
Yeah.
Kind of untouchable.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know. I don't know what to say. I have no great comeback for you. All I can tell you is that, you know, when you're good, you're good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Damn right. You're like a runaway Bronco on a freeway, you know?
My God.
I do want to point this out that
I couldn't be a Jaguar.
Could be
Mercedes Benz. I mean, we're doing Dan's show.
Yeah,
you know?
No, definitely. I got you. By the way, the less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now. Aaron Rodgers spoke recently. This was on the I Can Fly podcast. Brady Quinn's a big fan of these podcast names.
Big fan. There was the big podcast with Shaq.
It's not that I'm not a fan. It's just, you know, like, what's the thought process behind it? And here's the thing, as I get it, is if you got late into the podcast game, obviously if someone else already has the title, you can't take it. And there's a lot of people who, you know, remember people were like squatting on websites?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like what they've done now with some of these podcast names. Like, they'll have podcasts that are completely irrelevant, but if, you know, they want to sell it to someone, or they're like, no, you got to pick something else because I'm doing my podcast, even though it doesn't have as many, you know, listeners or subscribers as someone like Shaq.
It didn't somebody have to do that with the Washington name, the Commanders? Oh, yeah.
They parked all kinds of names.
They remember, like, Red Wolves is what they wanted, then they realized some guy was, they already had it.
It's like, which, why would you want to be the Red Wolves anyway?
It's better than Commanders.
All I remember about that is they started talking about what the name was going to be, and there was so much stuff about Red Wolves that I honestly stopped paying attention. I was like, oh, they're going to name the team Red Wolves. And then I come to find out later on, it was like, no, someone already had that.
Yeah, and was going to sell it. Like, they could have named the team the Red Wolves. You're just going to pay that man for that name. It's not a bad hustle. It could backfire on you. It backfired on dude. Dude owned his name. That ain't got no value to it right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like these bigger companies, like, anybody's got a price. So, like, they could just or have a workaround to try and get those names back. You know, like, if we want the Red Wolves, we'll get the Red Wolves. But they decided to go with the Commanders. Look, they should have kept the Washington football team. It's a better name than the Commanders or Commandos. Yeah, I agree.
The Commandos. That's what we call them.
Just not good. Yeah. You know, but
interesting, man.
Yeah, definitely is. Well, here's what
I sure are pushing the envelope today. I tell you
what.
What do you mean? Like, why they got to be the Commandos?
Yeah,
you know? Man, we're just trying to kill them softly. You know,
dang. I mean, okay. All right. I mean, if the name doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I hear you. That's a great point.
I'm just saying.
That is a great point.
God, you guys are ruthless, man.
Well, as we transition smoothly from that over to this, on the I Can Fly podcast,
need some milk.
Aaron Rodgers spoke about the injury last year, four plays into his New York Jets career, and just the impact that it had on him emotionally and what he was feeling at the time. Let's take a listen.
I was heartbroken on September 11th in the locker room thinking my career might be over and that's how I'm going to go out. One of the highest highs in my sporting career, running on the field on 9/11 with an American flag, which I had never done in my life. After all the beauty and the summer and Hard Knocks and a new team and just being in New Jersey and the excitement, talking with our amazing fan base and just feeling just the energy and the momentum building and then that. I look back now, and so much changed in my life for the better. And I often have a hard time with people who say, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes I call b**** on that. part of it is the ego wanting things to just be a little bit easier sometimes. But just like so many things had to happen for me to be sitting right here today with the both of you, so much changed in my life in the last 6 months that would not have happened had I not been carted off that field. But only in that has all this beauty been able to happen. How can I not be grateful?
I mean, I got to be honest with you.
It was the music for me, guys.
Yeah, you could put that theme music under a fart, and it would be
and it's going to be the best fart ever.
It'd be the most dramatic thing ever.
Hey, man, y'all better cut that out. Stop playing around, man. Sure, let's stay on topic. Hey,
pretty sure that's Hans Zimmer.
Is it Hans Zimmer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome, by the
way. He's super dope. Yeah, super dope.
He did the song on
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, Lee, your mic was on.
Turn your mic on, Lee. Is that Orlovsky again? Cut his mic. Dang. Dang, Lee. What did you eat last night?
You better check your pants, player.
Check your pants. Hey, Lee, check your socks.
Dang. That might be the most valid one I've ever heard.
What's wrong with you, Lee? We're never going to be invited back.
There's no way that was real, was it?
At least clean the mic off, Lee. My God.
Oh, what a mess you made. What a mess you made.
Lee, was that real?
Oh, my gosh. was that Arlovsky again?
Oh, was that real?
I wish I could do that.
Was that real? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah. Listen, that
can we put the music to that fart?
I was going to say, what's more dramatic, that or the Masters theme music? But that, I mean, that was very over the top. Rogers talking about his injury. Hans Zimmer.
Oh, no. You know what's terrible about it is as soon as you start talking about the Masters theme music, we talked about it earlier in the week, how it almost sounds like funeral music.
Yeah. What are you getting at?
Well, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, no. I mean.
I'm just saying, if that was the underbed.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, you know, I feel like, we've been covering that topic thoroughly, you know, every angle possibly needed to cover the.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, he was one of only eight players who ever won the Heisman Trophy and was an AP NFL MVP in the NFL.
No.
So think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
By the way, if you're wondering why we're playing the funeral music, yes, O.J. Simpson passed away. This is actually a funeral for Lee's trousers that are now being thrown away in the garbage.
Oh, no.
The 1973 NFL MVP, a five-time first team All-Pro. A member of both the
was a hell of a player.
Pro and College Football Hall of Fames.
Yeah, what else about his bio do you have? Like anything else in his resume?
Well, maybe you should cover that. Maybe you should cover that part of the bio.
Oh, the music stops, so you don't have to.
Uh-oh.
I mean, all right. He was once a rent-a-car spokesman.
Hertz.
Yeah, was it Hertz?
That's true.
Running through the airport. Yeah.
He also did The Naked Gun, I do believe.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
There you go.
And I think he...
And he was actually good.
Yeah.
He was actually good in the movie.
He was also a broadcaster.
Well, you're basically saying he was a good actor, which some people would say.
Oh,
I mean, he was Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Oh, man, that one caught me. Like, I tripped over that one.
Yeah, you fell into that one.
Hey, bruh. That was a good one right there.
Yeah.
Damn, good actor. God dang, he was good in the movies.
He was.
Would we say that was the birth of reality television?
Well, I mean, it did involve a Kardashian.
It did. Oh, it did.
I'm saying that Robert Kardashian.
It did.
I know.
Yeah.
I know where you're going here.
It did.
I'm just.
Where am I going?
I'm not sure really where Lee's fart came into play in all this.
Oh, well, I just figured, you know, what else? I mean, what do you, would you rather talk about?
It came out of nowhere. That's why it's relevant to this, because the topic of the whole topic has come out of nowhere. Everything has come out of nowhere just now.
All right, first of all, like, don't blame us. We're trying to place a clip of Aaron Rodgers talking about being emotional after the injury, and they're playing some Hans Zimmer song at such a level underneath him talking that you can't even focus on the words because
you
do caught up in the music.
Right, that's very true.
It's like it's the same music they play at the end of Inception where the top is spinning on the table. It's like Rodgers is talking about blowing his Achilles at MetLife Stadium and they've got
Then Lee blew his pants open.
I keep questioning whether or not it was real. I guess if he played it again, we'd know
whether
it was fake.
Whether it was real.
But I can't handle hearing that again. Like that was so random. It might be the funniest dip I've ever heard.
You want to know if it was real? Lee just asked Mike Lingard, the guy who runs the editing department here, to hose him down in the parking lot.
No.
You're wondering whether or not that was real.
Oh, no.
Poor Mike. Poor Mike.
It's like the part on Pulp Fiction where they're trying to clean brains and skull out of their hair.
The other thing is we know Lee well enough to know that guy's stomach is like a garbage disposal. He is not afraid of any type of cuisine, and he will mix any cuisine, alcohol, whatever, and it does not come out the other end very well. So
You could not have timed that any perfectly than what it was, though. I mean, it's got to be the best ever. That's got to be the best one ever. Like, it's just.
I'll say this. This is one hell of a eulogy. what we've done here on this show. That's
It's stuck in my head, guys. I keep hearing it in my head.
It's like it was yelling on the way. I gotta get out. Get me out of here.
There was so many things wrong with that. Whoever did that in real life, there's some, they needed help, man. They need assistance, medical assistance.
Yeah, Joel, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
Blame Brady.
Brady did.
Hey, why am I being blamed?
Because you requested it. You did request it.
No.
But you kind of did.
I said, like, you know, certain dramatic music, you can, play like anytime, anywhere, and it, like, changes the entire vibe of whatever's going on. A fart in particular.
Yeah.
There you go. That was the setup. That's what happened the first time, you know?
Yeah. Changed the vibe of this show, I'll tell you.
That's
that.
How it came about the first time. Here we are.
By the way, Lee's on Amazon right now shopping for new studio chairs for some reason. I don't know why that is. But
it gives new meaning to throwaways.
Yeah. Somebody spilled their Yoo-hoo on the floor over there.
All right.
Well, listen, I know this. It's nothing like a Mercedes. Because that brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available digital light technology, it's so smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. All right, so coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
There you go.
Starring LeVar Arrington and also including Brady Quinn and Jonas Knox with you here.
Where are you going with this? Don't do it. Whatever it is you're thinking you're about to do, don't do it.
We are going to close up shop with a little something we do called You In or You Out, and that's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is the Dan Patrick Show here at Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Filling in for Dan and the guys. This has been a fun one for us here. Always a good time filling in for Dan and the boys here. We've done it a few times on Fox Sports Radio. If you like anything you've heard, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't have, based on what we've done here today, You can check us out Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific here on Fox Sports Radio. You can also find us on the iHeartRadio app. We are the show before the Dan Patrick Show. So if you liked any of this, make sure you check it out. Also, if you've missed any of this show, be sure to check out our podcast. It'll be going up shortly after we go off the air. You can search Two Pros or Dan Patrick wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, just search Two Pros or Dan Patrick wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, yeah, this is where we have a little something called You In or You Out. There, see?
Two Pros.
Clean it up in the podcast. Don't worry about it.
This is really big news.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, Lee Delap, who is all clean now.
Yeah. feeling nice and fresh.
Went and got a pair of cargo shorts out of the back of his car, but that'll do.
A few pounds lighter, too.
That'll do. Lee, what do we got here?
Guys, I often ask you what kind of cocktails you guys are into. We had gin and tonic earlier this week. It was gin and tonic day. Today's actually ranch water day, which is kind of my new drink. But
what?
Ranch water? You guys
is that
know
the tequila drink?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's
if you're,
in it?
If you're watching your calories, it's basically tequila and soda water.
Okay. And why can't you just have tequila?
Why can't you just put ice in there with lime and just let it melt?
That's a good call. I could do that.
What would you call that instead?
That's my Jimmy Buffett preview drink. That's what.
Yeah, you're going to see Jimmy Buffett.
I am
going to
go see.
Well, not literally, because
he's hanging out with OJ right now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. That's too soon, Lee.
Well, that's also making a wild assumption that both went to one place, so now we finally went there.
I was wondering if anybody was going to go there.
There's north and south, Lee. Lee, you know.
I am going to the Keep the Party Going concert tribute concert tonight with Paul McCartney, the Eagles.
Is that with Pitbull, too?
John Bon Jovi, yeah. Mr. 305. Pitbull's going to be there.
Mr. Worldwide.
I still...
Bunch of country singers, yeah.
Pitbull's got it. He's got a reach, man.
Hey, it would be more believable if Marilyn Manson was there than Pitbull. Like, it doesn't make any sense. He's got nothing to do with Jimmy Buffett.
Well, not true. Mr. 305 and obviously, you know, Key West, which, you know, champions Jimmy Buffett. It makes some sense, right?
Yeah, By the way, Key West seems fun. I want to go to Key West. Seems like a good place to go. You ever go there,
Never
Brady?
Been.
Never been to Key West? Man.
Never been to Key West, yeah.
We should go there.
By the way, the tickets I saw as low as $68 to get in.
I'm about to get buckled.
we know. Today.
Yeah. Well, are you going to put some OJ in your drink today?
Oh, jeez.
Not Lee. A juice drinker.
Maybe mimosa or tequila really sunrise?
Yeah. No, I use grapefruit juice.
You're out on... You're out on that.
Yeah, if I don't go LeVar Island, I go grapefruit and tequila or pineapple and mezcal.
Nice.
Those are my dips.
Mezcal.
Right. Okay.
Guys, did you like the, we like sports documentaries on You In or Out. Did you like the, are you in or out on the OJ Made in America documentary? Did you guys like that one?
Don't remember.
Didn't see that one.
It was good. It was really good. Got all the awards.
That was the one, was it ESPN did that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know why this is one of the parts of that I remember to this day, but I just remember them talking, like him and one of his buddies were having a conversation about the crime, and they were sitting out in like OJ's backyard, which first of all, the balls on that guy to sit alone with OJ in a backyard, like just credit to him. But I remember him saying like, yeah, we're just sitting there drinking Rolling Rocks, and he was asking me whether or not I thought he did it. And I thought to myself, is that the kind of publicity Rolling Rock wants? You know, is that the kind of endorsement they want, that that was the beer of choice at times from O.J. Simpson? Because, you know, the old glass-lined tanks of Latrobe, PA, you know, the big 33 on the back. LeVar, you don't know about this, but we'll put you up on game. In Pennsylvania, that was the spot. Steelers training camp there, and yet they showed up all these years later in an O.J. documentary talking about a murder, or a double murder at that.
Hmm.
What else we got, Lee?
Guys, we wrapped up the Final Four in the National Championship last weekend and on Monday, of course. But now we've got the Frozen Four, the NCAA Division I men's hockey tournament between we got Denver versus Boston University and Michigan versus Boston College today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love the Frozen Four.
I know.
Okay.
Playoff hockey.
I'll be in.
Are they mandated to wear the cages? Is that like you have to wear them in college?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to wear them in college.
It's fun, okay. Man. What else we got, Lee?
We got the Masters today, fellas. We could, you guys in or out on the Masters? And what feed do you watch? Do you watch the main feed, or do you gotta go to Amen Corner, or do you watch the featured groups? Featured groups, by the way, we've got Jason Day and Tiger Woods in one, and we've also got
whoa! Don't forget about Max Homa.
Yeah, come Max Homa.
Max is in that group.
Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Max Homa's in there. The other featured group is Tommy Fleetwood, Dustin Johnson, and Colin Morikawa.
I would watch it, Woods group as a feature group. And by the way, they play together the first two rounds. So,
by the way, Danny Willett is your leader at 2 under. Think about that, Brady.
Well, how many golfers have teed off?
I don't know. Who cares? Well, not that many. If he
said, let's see. We're at 11:51 Eastern time. They teed off at what, 10:30?
Yeah, but you know what though? At least he could say at one point or another he was leading the Masters.
Oh, of course.
Which is something. Which hole did you do the best on at Augusta National, Brady?
The one right there.
What a question. I can't recall. There might have been a par 5 that I think I actually was able to birdie. But that was probably the only one.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it was sweet, but it was very frustrating for the rest of the holes. So,
guys, if you thought eclipse watchers were annoying, how about super bloom watchers? Right now in Southern California, it is super bloom season. Actually, if you fly into LAX, there's a field of beautiful, colorful flowers that you can see as you fly in. Are you guys in or out on super bloom?
I mean, how can you even witness it unless you're on the West Coast?
That is true. Well, so, some people travel to the West Coast for super bloom.
I mean, look, I've got a little bit of a green thumb. Like, I like gardening. I love all that stuff. Love flowers. I love seeing the azaleas at Augusta National.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a mask if you want to participate?
That's the thing. What? You know, I just feel like people in California out here, they just kind of ruin things. It should be feel-good stories. It's like that mountain lion that played bumper cars on the 101. Mm, like now all of a sudden.
That they did the tribute for.
Yeah, it's like we don't, I don't need to fly into LAX to look at some flowers. I need to fly into LAX and get there on time when I paid for my ticket at a certain time and get the hell out of there. That's what I need.
Do you think there will be more people at the funeral than was at the vigil for him?
For OJ or Jimmy Buffett?
No, the mountain lion.
Then
there was a ton of people there.
There were. But there was also a lot when he was, you know, trying to get away from cops. OJ had a lot of.
I thought you was talking about the mountain lion.
Jesus. P22.
What else we got, Lee?
All right, guys, this is when we get into the weeds here. It's National Cheese Fondue Day. Are you guys in or out on cheese fondue?
I love cheese fondue.
We know you are, Lee.
Yeah.
We
haven't had it forever, so really wouldn't know.
Is it basically just a cheese fountain, right?
It's not a fountain. It's more of like a pot.
It's just in a pot. It's melted. Yeah. A whole bunch of different cheeses.
It's good, though. Yeah, why not?
It's really good. It's good.
This one has me head scratching. It's National Poutine Day, which I thought it was a Canadian dish, but I guess
love some poutine.
Because here in the States, it's National Poutine Day.
Hey, what is poutine?
What is
Lamar?
It? that's something that you should strive to get in your life.
How much you pay for it?
If you're lucky, it just depends. I mean. there's different price tags connected to it. there's different price tags. You know, you'll never know. You know what I mean?
I hear you. That is.
Oh no!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.